Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
U.S. Senator Scott Brown is making his first comments about one of the Democrats seeking his seat, Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Warren. Brown addressed the Belmont Watertown Chamber of Commerce at the Belmont Country Club this morning. WBUR's Fred Tice was there and joins us. Hi, Fred.
Hey, Sasha.
Fred, this is the first time that the media in general has had a chance to talk to Brown since Elizabeth Warren jumped into the race. What did Scott Brown have to say about that?
Well, I got a chance to talk to him just before he delivered his address to the Chamber of Commerce. I asked him how much of a challenger he thinks Elizabeth Warren is. Here's what he had to say.
Well, listen, I'm not going to get involved in the Democratic primary. There's like, what, 7, 8 people running. I can tell you one thing, though. I'm not going to beat up on job creators in a climate where we need job creation and we need to create a climate for business leaders to want to hire and expand. So whoever's going to be out of the primary, I'll be ready.
Now, Fred, we just heard Scott Brown say beating up on job creators. That is a reference to Elizabeth Warren. Tell us what that means.
Yeah, he did not say Elizabeth Warren specifically, but look, this afternoon we just got an email from the Scott Brown campaign that's gone out to all of his supporters asking for money by tomorrow, the federal fundraising deadline for the third quarter, saying Elizabeth Warren is airing this video, and this video that's kind of gone viral on YouTube is the reason that you should help Scott Brown. And let's listen to the video from Elizabeth Warren.
There is nobody in this country who got rich on his own. Nobody. You built a factory out there, good for you. But I want to be clear, you moved your goods to market on the roads the rest of us paid for.
Yep.
You hired workers the rest of us paid to educate. You were safe in your factory because of police forces and fire forces that the rest of us paid for.
That was Elizabeth Warren speaking at one of the series of house parties that she held before she formally announced her run.
And Scott Brown is now using those words against her, in a sense, giving her an early taste of how your words can be used in different ways when you're in politics.
Yeah, definitely.
Fred, you spoke with Scott Brown before he made his speech. Tell us what he then said in the speech itself.
A lot of it was about life in Washington and the way he sees Washington today. And, you know, basically, he says Washington is largely dysfunctional. He says what he would like is, to, after doing a battle with Senate with another senator on the Senate floor, he'd love to be able to go out for a beer or out for dinner or for a jog with that senator. And he says that kind of civility is just missing in Washington. He joked that there are some good people in Washington. And you know, he mentioned actually more Democrats than Republicans. Among the Democrats he mentioned were Kay Hagan of North Carolina, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, Robert Casey of Pennsylvania, Mark Warner of Virginia. These are folks that he was saying he likes to work with.
Democrats.
Absolutely.
Fred, after this event this morning in Belmont, Brown headed to East Boston, a very different kind of place. What was he doing there?
So his staff says that he gets along really well with former Senate President Robert Travellini. After all, Scott Brown served in the state Senate before being elected to the U.S. Senate.
Travellini being from East Boston.
He is. And the other thing that his staff was saying was that Brown, really wants to get to know East Boston better. And so he got this tour of East Boston with Senate President Travellini. You know, Travellini has always gotten along very well with Mayor Menino, too. And Mayor Menino has come out in recent weeks saying how good Scott Brown is at getting into the city, into the neighborhoods. You know, has actually praised Scott Brown for doing this kind of thing.
So just expanding his base, perhaps.
Yeah, expanding his base, but also just being a senator who's getting to know the people he represents.
A good campaigner.
Yeah.
Fred, there is some news today involving Brown, although he didn't mention it during his speech this morning. And that's a letter he recently sent to U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. Tell us what that letter said.
Well, Senator Brown wrote this letter to Janet Napolitano asking her to impose a program called Secure Communities on Massachusetts. Secure Communities is a program whereby the FBI can share the fingerprints that it gets from local law enforcement with ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And that way, ICE can find out whether there are undocumented workers, illegal immigrants who have committed crimes and then can get going on expelling them. It's kind of odd to see Senator Brown on the opposite side of an issue so publicly with Governor Patrick. It doesn't seem to happen very often.
Fred, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sasha.
That's WBUR's Fred Tice.